Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you most looking forward to?
Meeting him. Yeah. For the first time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he looks like.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been getting to know him for so long. The first time that I see my child, I think I'm just going to be overwhelmed with emotion because I've had this little life inside of me for 9 months, and I just can't wait to see him in this world for real.
Definitely within like the first couple months, I'm interested to see.
Yeah, it's going to be an epic day when this child is born. I'm just envisioning a lot of emotion come labor. Pain, joy, terror, happiness, tears of joy. Okay, this is episode 8, the big one. It's the moment we've all been waiting for, the birth. Yep, my husband and I took microphones into the delivery room to share this moment with you all. Sorry in advance for whatever horrific things come out of my mouth. Birth is messy, but beautiful, right?
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
No,
there you
stopping.
Go.
No stopping. Come on.
And breathe and go.
Come on.
I have no game plan for the day of the birth, but I really need to get one. Here's what my coworker Chrissy, who's also pregnant, had to say.
Actually, my mother-in-law keeps asking me that because I don't have family that lives here, so everyone's trying to make plans and when are they going to come up and, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm like, you know, I have no idea. I have no plans. I keep going to the doctor and they keep telling me that my cervix is closed. Is that too TMI?
That is totally not okay. TMI. Those are things we talk about here. Yeah. Okay. That's the whole idea with this podcast. I'm hoping that people who listen might be a little bit more informed than I was when I first went into it, because a lot of people don't like to talk about this. A lot of women don't like to talk about weird body issues. They just want people to think that they have life under control and everything's fine. Everything isn't always fine when you're pregnant, and I think that that should be okay. And I think that we shouldn't have to feel like we are just powering through everything and putting on a good face, because there's some crazy things happening to your body. At least there's some crazy things happening to my body.
I mean, first of all, just people psych you out. I almost feel like this still isn't real. Like, I still feel like I have this baby inside me, but I still don't feel like I could have this baby tomorrow. And it's just, and that's probably what's going to happen to me. Then I'm going to have no plan. I'm completely unprepared.
This last doctor's appointment that I was at, I would just ask the doctor essentially what I need to do. She told me that I need to create kind of like a birthing plan that I put in my file. So it's things like, I want my husband to cut the umbilical cord, or I want my child to have a delayed bath so that we can have skin-to-skin contact, which I learned all about at one of my child birthing classes. So I'm trying to make some notes of things that are important to me. But also, it's one of those things where you just have no idea what's going to happen once you go into the hospital, because there could be complications. I might have to have a C-section. I definitely want an epidural. I am hoping that I don't have a whole lot of pain. So there's a lot to think about, and I'm kind of in that stage right now where I'm not 100% sure how it's all going to go, but I'm trying to get my thoughts down on paper, and hopefully it goes as smooth as possible. Maybe not, but it'll be great. It's probably going to hurt a lot. Ah! I talked to my boss, Holly, about it. Holly, how did your water break?
Oh, so I've had 2 kids, if you haven't listened Woo-hoo! To the previous podcast. The first one, I was at home nearly 10 days past my due date, and it just broke. I was at home about to go to lunch, and then I was all, oh, you know what? I'm still really hungry, and I would like to go eat some Lost Dog pizza. So I slapped a maxi pad on. We drove to Lost Dog. I ate lunch, and then we went for ice cream after that, and then we drove to the hospital.
That's amazing.
Yeah. For the record, I also threw up all throughout labor. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, but I was full.
Wow.
I did hear that food sometimes will make you nauseous.
But it was like 26 hours of labor. I don't know that Lost Dog was the reason. I had pizza and then ice cream. Like, it was on the same street. I was like, you know, I should do some walking. That's what they tell you to do. So yeah. I ate, and then we walked a couple shops down and had ice cream because baby wanted some chocolate.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're just leaking all over the place, probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was gross. It was.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I hear this is something that people do frequently, having babies. It's been done before, so one more time won't hurt, right?
Gone home about 8:30, so I'm glad I was able to get home from work. It is what day? The day before the due date, and Ashley started having contractions about 30 minutes ago. Here we are. And we're just ready to go.
We're in bed. I've always wanted to be a mom. But labor has always scared me. I just feel like labor scares every woman. It's a terrifying vision. You have to grow a baby and then push it out of you. And every image of a woman in labor is just screaming and bloody and... Right? We can do a play-by-play. Should we do a play-by-play?
Yeah.
Of kind of how everything went down?
Yeah.
Honestly, I just felt like I had to go to the bathroom or I was just really gassy. And I didn't know what it was. And I'm exhausted, so I want to go to sleep.
If it's pretty consecutive, that's when you need to call the doctor and just make sure. Because that way we're not going early and we're sitting at the hospital for like 24 hours. Or they tell us to go home.
It's a lot more painful than I expected it to be. It feels like I'm going to throw up every time I have one.
Can I get my epidural now? Well, this is good if they're coming naturally.
Yeah. It's a dream come true.
This is so scary. It just, like, feels like I have to go to the bathroom or something. This is a terrible feeling. I'm having another one. Do you want me to keep telling you?
Yep.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, good morning. So she's been having contractions for a little while. For about,
oh, really?
Yep, for about an hour.
What did Mama say?
Yeah.
I'm praying, and Lord, answer my prayers.
Yeah. So
it's very
painful.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
It's been pretty consistent about every 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll give the doctor a call in a little bit.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
We think it's about that time. So, Ashley's just been having contractions for about an hour.
So we called the doctor and she said to come in. And at that point, they were so painful. I was like worried we weren't going to be able to get out the door. Like the death grip on Curtis every time I had a contraction. It was just like menstrual cramps times 1,000. Contractions started around 10:30.
Probably 10:30, but they were at like 30 minutes apart. I think we got to the hospital around like 1:30.
And they checked my cervix. And I guess I was like 5 or 6 centimeters dilated, which is like more than halfway there. And they were like, yeah, you're probably in a lot of pain right now. And I was shocked because I didn't realize that it could have happened that fast. Because there's some women, it's like takes them days to get to 2 centimeters. And there was a woman, I think even in the other room, where they were like, this woman needs an epidural. She's 3 centimeters dilated. So if we waited any longer, I'm almost afraid that I would have missed an epidural. And God knows I wouldn't have been able to have a delivery without the epidural with what we went through. I don't know what I'm going to say in the delivery room. I hope I'm calm and collected, but I know I'm not going to be. I think I'm just going to be nervous. I think I'm going to be scared. I mean, I'm scared now about the whole delivery process. I feel like I just want Curtis to like be there and pay attention to me and like hold my hand, and then I'll be good. Curtis is ready. Curtis is ready to be home. We talk about that a lot too, just having some time together. Obviously, dads don't get a whole lot of leave. So that's kind of sad that when ladies have a baby, they usually get a little bit of time off, sometimes not a whole lot, but dads rarely get much time off at all. And I think it's really important for us to have some time together, especially in the first few days of life. Hopefully we're coherent enough to enjoy it. They always talk about, obviously, the first couple of weeks that you have a baby, you're just so tired and trying to get adjusted and nervous. But I also hope that we're able to enjoy our time together as a family. Because especially through this pregnancy with him being in Pennsylvania so much and traveling for the military, we just don't really have those moments. We don't have a whole lot of moments together as a family. So that's what we're looking forward to. Our friends Joe, Haley, and Sarah came over on the way to a concert. We had pizza, talked about pregnancy, and had a few minutes to catch up.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
What's that loud noise? That
you cut Curtis. The cord and dropped.
I could not remember.
Or it's Curtis screaming.
I could
not. Oh, wow, Ashley's really screaming a lot. No, that's Curtis.
Well, you know his dad passed out in the
really?
Delivery
yeah,
room
my dad
when
passed out.
His
he
mom
did a
epidural.
Yeah, he passed out and almost fell over.
Oh
my
god. During the epidural,
yeah.
They said that they require men to sit, like they require whoever else is in the room to sit down. Like you can, they won't do the epidural until everyone is like seated because
yeah,
they pass out so easily.
Oh my god.
Because I guess it's a really large needle.
Yeah.
And you're not looking at it, like
no.
You're just, you know, facing
it. I would just be like,
you.
Just do it, don't tell me, just do it, don't even tell me what you're doing.
It's really weird though because they say that when you have the epidural, then you're just like basically
paralyzed.
So
you just
down.
Don't feel things.
Kind of.
The pressure, I heard. I mean, like, I talk from experience.
Yeah, really? Yeah, we
well,
do
like,
it. It's a frequently Friday thing
yeah,
we do. We just give each other epidurals.
We're like,
well,
yeah, let's see if we can
it's
walk.
That time again.
Let's see if we can walk.
Epidural Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was painful for a little while, but once I got the epidural, that was really great.
Smooth sailing until the delivery.
Everything looked great. The doctors were telling me that the contractions were coming at a good time. I could hear the baby's heartbeat. He was in the good zone.
He was like, I think it was like 144 average, something like that. So he was good.
I wanted to get here before they started everything.
Okay.
I'll just sit there and Dad might want some breakfast, but I'm all right. Yeah, I think they're coming in.
Hello.
Okay, I
love
you.
You.
You're gonna be okay. Everything'll be great.
He was born at 10:31, so I think we started around like 9:45, 10 o'clock, something like that.
There was a nurse that came in to help start the pushing before the doctor got in.
And push hard as you can. Go, mama. Go. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing,
keep pushing,
keep pushing,
keep pushing,
come on,
keep pushing, 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 keep pushing,
keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep
pushing, keep pushing, keep
pushing, keep
pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep
pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, the baby was coming down, but then he was going back up again.
Yeah, take a deep. Go, 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 go. And go, mama, push. Hard, mama, hard, 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 hard.
More.
I could tell that she was concerned, which of course made us concerned. And I was looking at Curtis and he was worried. And there was also a point where the baby's heart rate was dropping. And that was really, really, really scary.
Push.
Come on.
Push.
Come on.
You have to push. There you go. You have to push. 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
So then she called the doctor in. The doctor came in and she was like, everything looks fine. Don't worry. We're just going to push this baby out. And progressively, it just wasn't working. And they had me lay to one side, basically between pushing to make sure that he was not going back up.
Okay.
I was just pushing everything I had.
At one point, I thought she was just going to pass out. I mean, she was just red and just like sweat rolling. And I know she was exhausted, and it went on for a while. And I was getting scared because I can hear the heartbeat too, because it's monitored. So you could hear it like progressively, like soon as she would push, the baby's heart rate would really drop like dramatically.
Doing good.
So I was starting to get worried, and then I started seeing like everybody getting worried also at the same time. And I was trying to put on like a game face for Ashley, like, oh, everything's great. And I don't think I did a very good job, because I think she could pick up on it pretty quick.
Terrible game face.
They were starting to call more nurses in to help with pushing, and there was probably like 6 or 7 people. There was two people on either side. I was on the right side. 2 people, I guess, down on the lower end. There was a coach kind of like walking around to try and coach Ashley and get her motivated.
Come on, relax your body. Pull your legs back all the way down. There you go. Push her fingers out.
Come on.
Feel her fingers. There you go.
Come on, more. Ashley, you've got to give me a little more, honey. Please, come on.
She was motivated. She just, I mean, it just wasn't happening. He just wasn't coming out, so we needed help. So they got the little suction cup. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the handheld vacuum, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to use a little bit of vacuum, just a little suction to pull the baby out, okay? Because I think the baby's heart rate is dropping significantly.
I'm going to get this baby out, okay?
And from the beginning, Ashley told me not to look, but I broke that. I was looking because I had to. So I saw the little baby popping out and just making a little bit of appearance. Like I could see the head, and I just started like crying right there when I started seeing like his little black hair popping through.
Nice, deep, slow breath. Good job. Come on, come on, come on. Come
on, sweetie.
Once we apply the vacuum, actually, those 3 pushes, honey, have got to be your strongest, because we can only apply it once. So when we apply that, I want you to give me everything you've got and more.
You can do this, okay? This is the last straw. This is it.
All right, Mama, roll over on your back.
Last one, okay?
I do remember there was just a moment when I had the oxygen mask on. We were trying to make sure that we were giving the baby as much oxygen as possible. And there was literally a moment where all these people were standing around me. They were telling me, this is the last time you can push. Like, this is it. Like, do you want to see your baby? And I was on the brink of just breaking down and not being able to go any further. And I thought that that was it. I thought I was going to have a C-section. I thought that we were going to have to do something dramatic.
And push. Push, come Mama. On, your baby's right on. Here, Mama. Go. Let's go, Mama. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. 7. Okay. 7.
Let's do it.
8.
Come on.
9. 10. Take a deep. Go, 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 go. Come and go, come Mama. Push. Hard, Mama. Hard, 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 hard.
Come on.
3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. Go, 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 go. Good, good. Take a deep breath. And go, Mama. Go, go, go. 3. 4.
Come on.
Get
this baby out.
Come on. Come on. Give me a push now.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. mama. Come on, I see.
The final push, and we got him out. It was scary though. I know out in the waiting area, it was kind of like down the hall a little bit from where we were. Her parents were out there, and they could tell like there was nurses going in and out, and they could kind of hear what was going on. And so her dad was about ready to have a heart attack, and oh my gosh, I know he was really worried, and I know her mom kept like walking back and forth like trying to get closer to see what was going on, because all they saw was nurses going in and out.
Well, this is exciting. The only thing I don't like is the waiting.
Are you excited? There's not much you can do but wait.
So, yeah, it was a little scary.
What a champ you are.
I know.
Are you a school teacher?
No, I'm a journalist.
Oh. You gonna write about this? There you go.
Cover.
That is not easy. Where's your mom? Your mom that's out there?
Yeah,
dad. Ice on your bottom. Baby in your arms.
Thank you.
The moment that they put our son on my stomach and I realized that I finally pushed him out and we had the baby, I burst into tears. Curtis burst into tears. There were nurses in that room that burst into tears.
Aww. Aww. Cute.
Right.
Perfect. Look at
And they said he came out sunny side up. I just saw his eyes coming out, and it was crazy.
And normally they're not supposed to come out that way. It's much harder. And so I guess that was one of the reasons that it was a lot harder for Ashley to push. But he came out and he was a little beautiful baby. And normally they have like bruising from coming out sunny side up, and he's a little perfect baby. He didn't have any bruising. The swelling went down from his head. And like I looked at that and I was like, oh my gosh, he has like this giant like apple on top of his head. But I knew that it was going to go away, so I wasn't as worried. But I just bawled.
I don't pee. You never push out a baby until you push out one that's sunny side up. I told you boys were nothing but trouble. I was a boy, too. Looking the wrong way. Please. Bob is looking the wrong way. Get you all cleaned up. And by the time we finish with him over there, they'll bring it back to you. And that's the mother here with your skin. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
6 pounds, 14.4 ounces. Mommy, everything's fine with your baby, okay? Congratulations.
Great. Thank you. Put your chair over. Let me see it. Like mommy can see at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Look at how cute she is.
He's so cute.
You've been waiting a while to see you. He's a little handsome man.
He's so cute.
He's got a flat hair.
Got that from you.
He's got your black hair.
You're a little person.
Hi.
Gotta be good, Mom.
We got our little baby, and I cut the cord too. So that was really cool. And when they brought the baby over and the cord, and they had it like separated where you're supposed to cut, they were telling me to like cut in this area, and I was just like, I was out of it. I was gone. I didn't know what was going on in the world because the baby just popped out. And also, as we were pushing, one of the nurses was throwing, I guess they were going to give a towel over to the person next to me, and then she ended up like clipping my eye because I moved in at the same time. So she just slightly punched my one eye, and like baby's coming out and everything was going on. I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on?
You guys are great.
Really
thank
sorry
you.
About the
okay.
there. We'll send you for it's stitches right. later. Don't worry.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for delivering
it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Got a little
excited there.
You
did
fantastic.
Thank you.
You really did.
What a nice holiday
you're
going to have with this little fella around.
Yes. Super good. Our Christmas present this year.
Thank you. Well, that's a
pretty
good one.
It's the best one. Should I send them in? Yes.
Okay. I know they're probably
great.
They're very excited.
I know.
What is that?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
What is
oh, boy.
Thing?
He was
a little ornery. He did not want to come out.
He came out sunny side up.
we had a suction cup.
It was a miracle. It really was a miracle.
Yeah.
He's healthy and it was totally worth it. Totally worth the craziness of all of it really was. And now we're just sleep deprived trying to make sense of everything, but every time we look at him we're just so overjoyed.
It's hard to hold back the tears when we talk about it because it's just one of those moments like it's hard to explain, and when it happens it's just like it's wow. Yeah, you don't really have those moments a whole lot, so it's one experience of a lifetime.
Now we're on to a new chapter. We get to know this little guy and find out more about him. And we're just so happy. We're so happy. This is Due Date, a podcast about my uncensored journey through pregnancy. Thanks to everyone who sent me feedback via social media, email, and comments. New episodes are out every Friday on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Connect with me on Twitter @AshleyMayTweets.